Siman Tufton Bays, Sif Aleph, Mishabura Siman Tufton Bays. So if we do the Hagolah before Shachamishis, Mitchilas Chamishis, Kibun Shanes Shachapanim Mirabonon, Shulam Mikidos and Tam, Barnus and Tam the Ter. We said before in Sif Aleph, the Heter is built on the day of Renat Bernat of Eteru. You can't refer to it as not Bernat Eteru when it's prohibited to eat. Okay. So we're not worried about when we do it that we don't have to worry about if they're Bnei Yerbin or not. We don't have to worry about if one keli has more absorbed more flavor than another. Shibli Yosin Muet is Gimel. For example, kapos, spoon, bakaisos, or a cup, im ka'oris, with a bowl, ukderis in a pot, the eshlochish, the arkha sheyimru, the hafrit, es bliyosan hamuato, we could be concerned normally. They have a little bit, the rule is as long as they're expelling, giving out their valia into the water, they're not absorbing. Fine. So they have 1 ounce worth of Leo, so it takes them 10 seconds to put out. The problem is the pot next to them has 20 ounces worth of Leo, it's taking twenty times longer to do that. So while that pot's busy putting out, this spoon is busy taking in, because so that would be the concern. They'll be expelling a minimal amount and then absorbing afterwards. But Abakadam Shachamisha should the Hukula Heter, a Lochas of Philim Yivlu, the Havigilis and Tamaras and Tam of a Tayr. So before the fifth hour, that's not our concern. So that was one of the advantages of doing it during that time. Also, we're not concerned if you'll leave the Kli in there for too long. Yeah, so it's basically if you leave it there, too long. What's the learning? The mago kli iser lachshira. Kichlomet lachas mani sura. If a person doing a gol in a case where it's iser already, shall the doctor shall get yasha oisom harbi v'mayim. We don't want it staying in the water for too long. We don't want it absorbing it again. We got Mishal of the Hashes or some cloud. Elitzir take of Gam Kain, I don't know. But you can't take it out immediately because maybe not everything went out yet. You can't leave it in for too long because maybe it'll start absorbing again. So it's a very difficult type of calculation to do. Okay, so to find the balance is an issue. There were the source. They have to say it a little bit actually after this, but also until the bliya comes out. Because that's difficult to calculate that exactly. So therefore, I'll be magal and some kind of money suro in circle tzamtim. If you do it before this money, so you don't need to get that precisely. Yachol hashris, yes, in remind me, you can leave it longer. Okay, so now that's what we do when we're talking about in the situation of error of Pesach before this money is served, it's not Bernat of a Teira, and that's it. But normally this is a real problem. We don't know how long to leave it in for. So how do we deal with that? Therefore, he says in the brackets, we magal some lachas money served. The Hanamishachamish is bare of a Pesach out of error. If a person does a golo from after the beginning of the fifth hour till nightfall, or in a different situation with a regular kli, which is usur, absorbed isur, start with the Akdek, Shia, Kli, and a Binyamah. So the only solution is either the Kli is not a Binyamah. So then, even if it absorbs back in, we say if it's absorbing back in a flavor which is not a Binyamah, and that's not a problem. Or or there's 60 times more in the water than there is in the Cleveland Gear Kasher. So it goes out, it comes bottled in the water, so even it goes back in, being bottled already.
With the exception of the Kasher, why? Because we don't trust
them. Those gum came in Kabbalah, Miyasha, some Harbin Mime. Then we're not concerned if that's the reality, it's not a Binyamai. Or it's the Shishim, so I don't care if you leave it in for too long, it's not a problem. Otherwise, we're left with this situation where it's not we're in a situation which is difficult.
Do I misunderstand this? What does the Mishnah really think that there are two stages? That there's a pluta and then there's a bluya. When there's one, there's not the other.
Chazal say that Kolzman, it's absorbing, it's not. Kolzman, it's been maflin, it's not being up to you.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But the problem is physically not true.
Doesn't bother me. Physically, a lot of this doesn't necessarily work with modern science. Modern scientists will tell you that stainless steel pot is not absorbing. That's what they'll tell you.
Okay.
Modern science has not learned humility.
To me, it's not a problem. The halakha doesn't have to take.
Doesn't bother me. It probably doesn't bother me because there's a number of times where scientists have come with this is the fact, and then eaten their hat 20 years later. In so many different areas where, like, you know, it's just like, okay, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't need to spoil from science anymore. In 1900, you had to be worried about science, because by 1900, science knew everything. By year 2000, science was, they knew nothing about anything, because everyone they knew in the year 1900 was wrong. Right? So I can guarantee you, we get to 2100, everything they knew in the year 2010 is all wrong also. Like, so, like, why am I worried about science? You know? So you deal with what the information you have at this point in time.
No, but the halakha can make its own rules. Anyway.
Yeah.
Separate issue.
Now, the Shartzian points out, so what is our meaning? In other words, we have an issue of how long you leave it in. So, the mice, what we do is we always do either Ere Ben Yomoy or the Shishim. Or Ere Pesach, it's not or not. So, the Mishmur mentions we have this conflict a little bit, this tension of how long to leave it in. Shartzin Gimel. And the Torah calls him the Noigim Lahachnison or Latzia Miyad. The Torah's language is we put it in, you do it in and out. Ba'imitaz, Shekosat the Miyad is left off. It doesn't mean immediately. You have to leave it there for some time. V'chadash we are there. Some kol kufalav. His kemal debri at Turkey. Pashte kipshate. The v'chadash says it's in and out. I think it's to leave it a little bit, and that's what we do. We don't leave it for too long.
Into the Torah of Pesach, according to Rashi, was arguing that, right? The second that interpretation of the Torah, and the other was either Torah of Pesach was the third side.
Which means, I mean, you see at least the word from the Pekadosh is learning the Torah that we assume that this transfer of flavor does not take. He's assuming it's an immediate process. We use this area another way around. You know, the same. You know, we're using over here the kula in a certain sense. We also use the lechumra. Obviously, makes sense that we do that. If a piece of meat fell into my milk, so you don't pull up the stopwatch and ask how long it was in there for. There is one opinion that says if it's a but immediately you don't worry about the bleed. In general, the most people do not go with that. Once it went in, we have to worry that there's flavor there. eyes only there for a second, you know, you pulled it out. So how much flavor could go out in a second? Luckily, we don't get involved in that. We say it puts out flavor immediately. Same over here, it's putting out its flavor out of the kli. I guess I want to tell the person, so listen, if you're willing to tell me from now on, you're always mak, whenever you kasher a kli, make sure you leave it in long. I'll be mak your milk right now. But if you want me to say, well, you want the kasher the kli, you can take it right away, because whatever the flavor comes out. But the milk, it was in there for a second, it's okay. You can't have your milk and drink it too. That was horrible. Okay. Next thing we don't have to worry about is up to Shulchan Aruch, because we're doing it in the situation of Hefter. We don't have to worry about the water to stop, if the water stops boiling. Hey, Shiluchu Amayim. But so remember, why is that? They normally assume the Kolzman Shem Roiskin, as long as the water is boiling, treat the Miflin below Baldi Mimeagol. Kishanochu Mirisichosin is Baldi. When the water is boiling, the relationship of the Kli is putting out into the water. When the water cools down and stops boiling, the relationship is that the water is putting flavor into the Kli. Which is what we don't want. In this situation, we're doing it before there's not, before any, it's Isser at all, we don't worry about that possibility. Okay, so that was the Makaber. Now, the Ramah we mentioned yesterday, the Ramah argues with the Makaber, he's arguing with the phantom Makaber, because the Makaber didn't say what the Ramah understood the Makaber to mean next. He said, well, that's not true. But you really can learn the Shukurah to mean why, and then there's no argument. Right. So he explains. Achrabim Cholkum. So the most that many people argue on the Machaber. The Achrabim Misigol the Ramah. The later commentators argue on the Ramah. The God that's the Machaber came. Whatever you're saying is what the Shulchan Aruch meant. Also, the Shulchan Aruch is not arguing with you. He understood that Hagolah works if the water in Erev Pesach sits before this one. Answer: you don't even need the Ramah understood the Shulchan Aruch was saying you don't need the water to boil. So it's not boiling, okay? Because you don't need boiling for Hagolah. So the Ramah, that's not true. Many people hold you do need to go for boiling for Hagolah. Right? So he understood the Chacham saying that the Shulchan Aruch also agrees to that. The Gam Das Machaber came with the Ein Agol of Moel is El Bishoshim Ma'im Roisim. Only worked when it's boiling. Now the Kosev, what he meant there was the Achaz Man Isuroi. That once the item is Isur, after the time of Isur, also the Hashem the Kelim Ma'achar Shiluk Ma'im Roisim Kosev. You can't keep the clean. In your kasher, in the pot, if the water in the pot stops boiling, thus causing a problem may have gone, because then it'll absorb back into the clear kasher. Hashem can be kind of melachos is that kima etzem hagola all your base supply. As long as there was hagola while it was boiling, if that stops boiling afterwards, it absorbs the heat. It's not for not that there.
Subcategory,
subtitle. So the Rambam understood the Shulchan Aruch was saying that it's possible to kasher when it's not boiling. That's not true. Rambam called him and said, you can't tell Gola unless it's boiling. You made a mind most. It doesn't work if it's not boiling. But Salam, I feel like Yatzalat is, even though the water is hot enough, it's Yatzalat is way. For many Allah, that's called cooking. It's hot. So over here, it doesn't help. Until it gets to the point, it hits the point. And you're seeing bubbles, it's bubbling. That's when it starts taking flavor out of which is absorbed into the can that's kosher. Not before that.
Do you think that whole period, anyone can switch the
Kedusha? Yeah. But that, and he says, the Ramah continues, he says, Really, we should really, even before there's only issur, we should be makban on that. As long as you're being mag or something. This way. As long as you're kashering, you want the pot to be boiling. Kol zman shemagel. What's the lemer? Shayara hagadala, the large pot. Shemadichem gebar kalim kol shola haga, which you use as the kashering pot. Lotenuach amay meri sichos. You don't want that water to stop boiling. Kol zman shahalach umagel. As long as you're using it for a goal, it has to be boiling. That's a cliche in Yechba, because if you put another cliche, the kasher, in this big pot, Acher Shenoch HaMayim, when the water had the water in the pot, the kashering pot stops boiling. So you're putting your kli, the kasher, in a pot water which is not boiling, actively boiling. And Ela Lo Hagola, the goal is not valid. That goal will not work. Unless you keep it there long enough, then the water starts boiling again. The nature of water is the naichi mercy chosin can shavlisim ba kalem seven lago. So that's what happens every time you put a new kli in, you know, decent sized kli, the water stops boiling. Can start lahapin because kli achiyalo mayim ababuos. Each kli you have to wait until the water starts putting up bursting bubbles. You have to warn the people who are in charge of the Hagolah process, or Kash and the Kalim. They have to be aware of this halacha. Approach this issue too lightly. Magilim here is after that. They Kash one pot after the other quickly. They're not careful to make sure that it's boiling. After Lumalev, maybe we can give an explanation why it's not so bad. I still think what I'm saying about is right. Each piece you put in, you have to wait until it starts boiling again before you take it out and move to the next one. But maybe we can be Milam and Eskus and Klayusro. Besides that.
And the reason is to say that we were only constant meaning of course on the
The majority of things that we kasher are silver, our cutlery, flatware, and Chorus plates, the kappas and silver, which those things absorb only through Erie. Since they only absorb through Erie, they don't need Mala Vesicha. They just need Yatzeletis. Okay, however, there is the precious, on a pot, the worms from Tom Tishan, all you need clear region, which you use directly on the fire, with liquid, you need a gola near the Fila Biniabel, the Mahani, a gola Zubasar Lassalag. So they are not, if they put it to water which is not boiling, it doesn't work. If they put it to water which is not boiling, then they don't leave it there until it boils before they take it out. If they wait and take it out, if they leave it there long enough, you're fine. If they take it out immediately and never return to a boiling point, so it will not be humidity ever be over. But some was used as a cremation of the fire. Some was only used to ear cremation, so then Yatsa is a version of it. Where is the cover? Yes.
from the passage of Misnah by Kriyos. So telling you a case where you had a cremation pot, which was put into the kashrin pot, and the kashrin pot was not poured. He didn't think, he took that pot, and now went and made food up for Pesach. So now, what's the status of the food at that point in time? Akhlin and Lesser, Michael, in the Shaman to a Pesach, the Shaman, Bruno God, near the Imbu, and the Binyan, where it's made, the Shaman to a Shaman, the Shaman, the Shaman, he can make a few arguments why maybe it's more. Because according to their Pesach, it's a Hagolah, 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 it's a Hagolah. If they had a person who was a bankero, and they had to be very careful, and of course was passing it over, whether it's popular or not, and okay, so he's doing it. So you need two requirements of the shop, and then he's good. A bowel terror, terror is a poison, everything is careful, and he knows what he's doing. I can be the most careful person in the world. I don't know what's the problem. I don't know what's the problem.
It's not necessarily the number which was already written in the Chumash.
Well, the Gemara says it's kosher. It's
explained. Okay.
That
we said,
the
same thing as the fish. You put the water in, so the water gets to boil before you put the clay in. So yeah, so it's learned. The Mabel Akhaz Mani is the case we're dealing with this, in the Kashim. And not going to have this, a clean cut of the earth, the Tiku Hamayim, after you eat the Sith Akhaz Mani. Don't put them in the four sets of water. Even if your plan is a little bit of the Tokor, even if you actually do leave it at the Tokor, you should not have done that. Well, I can so here the Ozzy may I go? She has been with the game. So what are you worried about?
Is it not absorbing? We said that it doesn't put out until it hits this boiling point. With regards to absorbing, it absorbs it. Yeah, it's lettuce bush. You have this pot of water that's not boiling yet. So it's lettuce bush. And there's, you put a few kalim in, they start putting out flavor. And the other kalim start absorbing it. And it's not boiling yet, which is preventing, once it's boiling, it's expelling. We have a rule, while it's expelling, it can't absorb. So that was good. If you want to put it in while it's boiling, you want to put it in beforehand. Now, but yeah, but what's the worst? What's the worst that happened? Flavor went out of kalia, put the kalia bean, the water boiled, and captured it. Right? But that's the that's all the penalty. Okay. And the last point is, couldn't have to cash the pots before and after. Okay, so you start. What's the one? If you're going to cash after the money, which means after 5 hours starts until the nightfall, because once the nightfall comes, you get it, you can't cash it. But from the end of the fourth hour, in the fifth hour, 2 hours till halfway, and another 6 hours. So you have 8 hours. For those 8 hours, the person would be kasher during that time. So the hago mitfila yarish magabul akelim. You have to kasher the pot to use. Then we should lay up a gola because you pour out the water used for a gola. So you cash it in the pot, you pour out the water, and then you fill it up again. You take away my favorite, you fill blue or fresh boiled water, and then we ask the citizens again, then you cash it and came inside this police. Now, why is that? Why do you have to do it like that? Sure. You wouldn't be cashing beforehand. Rabbi
time should be yarro, the certain mark was a yarro. The yarro also is a cover to the pot. So the flavor of the pot and the water is, takes the flavor of the walls in the pot. Maybe it's part of the shishim. Or we have a cloud that a clean will not hold 40 times its own equivalent value of the walls and floor of the clean will not hold liquid water 60 times greater than that. So you can be guaranteed you don't have shishim in your pot. So it corresponds to the pot itself. Now you put a little cup and you might get a shishim compared to the cup. You're not going to have shishim compared to the pot itself.
If you don't cash it first, that water, which has the flavor of Isser in it, you put the new clean, it's going to cost the clean.
Okay, so that's why you have to cash in the pot before you use it. So, in that situation, what they do is, how do you cash in the pot? Boil the pot, boil the hot water in the pot. That dresses the area of the pot up to the height of the water level. What about above the water level? You keep it all the way up to the top, because it doesn't absolutely work. So, the heat is back to the good old red hot stone, white hot stone. You heat up the stone on the fire, in the coals, so it's red hot. And you dump it in the spot. So what's going to happen is that's going to cause the water to boil up and over the sides and go over all over the sides and you kasher your pot. So you kasher the pot. We have a rule that kasher goes all the way through the wall. So there's no need to kasher from the outside or from the bottom. It goes all the way through. But the area above the water level doesn't reach up to that area. So you have to get the water level as high as possible. So we kasher the we kasher the pot first. And we kasher the pot all the way down. Also.
Or did Shlomo Melch mean to tell you that it's better if you made a nether and paid it off, right? It's better not to make a nether versus making a nether and not paying it off. What if one was made a nether and paid it off?
Now you finish kashing with your Caleb, now you have your pot in here, there's all the stuff with the flavor in it. You want to use that pot on Mesa, you're going to kash it a second time. It'll expel all of that kash in the water, all of that flavor out of it. You do need the cash on the pot. You want to use the pot on Pesach, so you have to cash on the pot. You can't cash a smaller can built with larger can together. You can't leave it in the water to get wrong. You can't put it until the water starts boiling. If the issue goes flavor, which is put in the end, you have to cash in the pot beforehand and after. If you're not cash kasher before the fifth hour, you may continue the kasher up to nightfall. Once nightfall comes, there's no way to do a kasher. But till nightfall, you can kasher. But now you have to meet these criteria. You need either shishim or it's not a ben yoim loy. You can't put it too early. You can't leave it too long. You can't put it together with the kelim, etc. Now, he's stressing, you can't kasher kelim on yom. So of our 8 days of Pesach, 4 days of yom, you can't kasher kelim anyway. Last days of Pesach, you can't kasher kelim anyway. Then kolamoid, you can kasher kelim. Yishum, kolamoid, hutzuch latamzer. Filip yom tevata, filip b'shay yom tevata, osu lahagel, kelim kamom, simen tov kuf tes. You can't kasher on Pesach, on yom tev. But once the night time comes, it's a mashu. So what's it? What's about the machine? Can't about the machine. Even the mashu comes to ashes 1,000 times more.
There's no way you can tell me that we can look at the
shows of Kabbalah. She wrote a lot of the event of oil. Even Avim Yirtzel Hagilo, you can say, you'll do a bit of a shishim. Doesn't help. Now, if that's the heter of shishim, what about the heter of the time we've got? It hasn't used 24 hours? Well, no. She kli eno binyoyim meishem nisham shibayachom. It's a gam a kli gadol eno binyoyim. But neither kli is a binyoyim. But look, the didan the kamal b'sim and tough mem zayin. See if you are the heart from Pesach after the tamal gam, but we're not the tamal gam. It's also Pesach. So oh, the tamal gam doesn't help me. It's about the shishim. It doesn't help me. What's night time going? Okay, then he said, you'd give him. You kasher for Pesach after Sheish, you have to be careful of all these things. That is an accepted approach that this problem doesn't start only for silver, it starts even earlier. Either one or the other really would be enough to solve the problem. So why do you think you need to be careful with all of these issues? The Lahaki Nach and Lachashem. Those who knock on the Zorba call on the border, and the Zorba call on the border. It's proper to be careful with all these things. Hashem can be Magal Akra Arbo Hashem. 13 hours of 4 and 6. Then, some things we do not require from the person, some things we do require. She's going to have 4 time periods. Before then, the 4 hours, you can do whatever you want. From then, the 4 hours, the 5th and the 6th hour, we're going to have. You only have one of two limitations. From 6 to the night time, you have all these limitations. And in Pesach itself, you can't do anything. Okay,
You have to care about these two things. What are these two things? Dahainu. Alo sheyira shloyia akli shemago v'gam yarek lo shemagila b'secho shneim lo yira b'nei yom. Number one, the kelim sheyira shenap b'nei yom. Beis im akli shemago hu b'nei yom. If it is a b'nei yom, shach sheyak b'vayim shishi neger oise akli levav. You need shishi. You have to, the water should be 60 times greater than all of the kelim put together.
So, you know,
it
says the first
wall is
the water, and the second
wall
is
the spoon. The spoon has a weight of 3 ounces. The volume area of 3 ounces worth of liquid. So you say, okay, we're kosher. We don't know how much is in there. I mean, there are some scenarios in the local where the person would know. He puts his, there's a little bit of milk there. He puts his spoon, especially a hot spoon, down on top of the milk. Out of the, right out of the pot. It's going to absorb. You know how much it absorbs. You know how much milk there was. You saw the milk before. So you never need shisha more than that amount of milk. I mean, I don't know. I assume that the whole thing is full of milk. Or comments in the scenario. So now that goes out into the water. Now the next guy comes to his thing and that goes back right out into the water. Eventually, all that flavor builds up and there's not enough water to be about to the flavor. See what happens there because that doesn't help. So you need that the pot that you're kashing with holds 60 times more water than the total amount of kelim you're going to kash. Use the phrase Chazavineir. Chazavineir means it awakens. Not like me, I'm falling asleep. If the big pot is a ben yoyma itself, ancient to cut a hagobo, elim ken yachshira and become the kind of kedin. So he says, okay, so that's all I have to care about, those two things. The pot itself shouldn't be a ben yoyma, and everything should either not be a ben yoyma or be a shish. But the pot itself is a ben yoyma, that's a problem. Because it's putting out its own flavor, which is a problem. So you have to cash in the pot first. The man should be such aim bush and they're gonna be good for it. They have a couple of cards. So now we got a problem. How are you gonna so we'll cash in the floor? With what? It's old water, there's not trees yet. And it's a bit
comfortable, so therefore you should not sit in that area.
The word says there is an exception to that case where the leak you made in such a way that it would hold 60 times its own volume of water. That's a very rare thing. Because we didn't. So we do before the 5th hour starts, and still we're not where there is. We don't leave it too long, we don't put it before the word starts boiling, we don't all those things. We don't.
And the shechita is kosher is diavet. Finding that the shechita is kosher, i.e., after the bag, diavet.
I'm real local. So beyond the shame of coming to finish this, the shnei the rabbi and a mashal zichem shlagiyah kalem beyoyman. Shiv a mind shishim about. Who we did a fill kanas on this of chumah. That's not just a chumah. That's how I can make you read it. Fine. Give the lagos sack and also the gneir sheiru. If you shishim a mind can I do? I have a knife which was used to cut tray for food. I can cash it in the kosher pot. Pull the shish. My goal isn't to get
get it out. The welcome English Shamish, the Mamish, the Zayn, you can't use that word.
Now,
I just said it twice.
I don't really understand how to read the Mishnah.
So he suggests other ways to kasher the knife for temporary usage until you can get the pot available for usage when it's both not a big item. Okay. Yeah. Well, I can't use the water. So they argue you can't use the water because you're being the henna from the henna from. The problem is, in general, you're not being the henna from the bleeder, you're being henna from the water. So the bleeder doesn't enhance the flavor of your water. What time is it?
Yeah, so by
you can't use it for
the scenario over here. He's asking why does it go into the shulchan mikvah? The time is I don't need the water. So I need the water. I can kasher with it. Like afterwards, I use it. I'm getting benefit from the water with the flavor of it.
In general, this certain group.
So the problem here is I'm getting benefit from the water, not the flavor. Flavor is not really helping. I need water. I want to go outside and water my plants.
This category of people in general are able to do a shechita for the shack. The shechita will be with you.
Okay. Base. So you shouldn't do well with the places together unless one of them is under Ben Yonah. Of course, getting oral the other African would be. There's shishim today in the two items. So whatever flavor goes out from any milk flavor goes out from this, means that from that, the bottle in the 120 times more, 60 times more.
It's still
kosher. So the removal culture is a came over to the Hagel Shum. So the clean of the I know that you don't cash a kale to the Kandama because of this concern of generating flavor which you consider cause problems. So I know in some places where they have a capital kashering process. One of the things that the Rav asked the person is, well, when was the last time you used the clean? They go to the doctor and say, when was the last time you drank anything? And they ask him, when was the last time you used the clean? 19 hours ago. He says, okay, I'm sorry, go home, come back in 5 hours. You know, they check beforehand, before anybody goes. The person who's supposed to be the Ben Taro and the Baki, his job is to make sure that doesn't happen.
The walls of water are another. The walls of the outside sukkah. Are
one ship.
The
armor
that's inside
that. The ancient Zoyer, the ship of the places together, some showing your power. So we're talking about the other day, some sunny heading, some sunny heading,
and using it and allowing those
to sitting down
that those now become the walls.
The Havi Shum Kasha together.
So that itself
would be like you're showing it. You'll come to Shabbat, you just keep the Shabbat with Tom. Here you're kashering on this show's Boston Kola. What don't kill when Shabbat is not relevant. So here, great. You have milk and flavor and flesh and flavor going with all of your other kalim. You know, that's really a headache. That's one of them is not a binyan. Now, what happens when one is not a binyan? Right. So, what would we think?
One of them is not a
Minyan, what happens? So Mana Minyan, this is not a problem. Mana Minyan is wild, is that the flavor it puts out is a non-minimal flavor. It absorbs the other one. So it comes out that the Minyan part is absorbing non-minimal flavor. It says, I'm great.
We're not able to
remember when it goes in the chachila is a non benyoma. It's what it goes in the chachila is a benyoma, then becomes non benyoma, then it sits. It doesn't become what. So let's say, for argument's sake, the fleshing apart.
So you have it.
Was used within 24 hours, and the milking apart wasn't. So what happened is the fleshing apart will remain water, and the milking apart will become also.
So we said that
because the fleshing of Ben Yomer flavor will go into the milk of the pad and ask the non-Ben Yomer milk of the flavor will go into the flesh of the pad and not do anything.
Now, what do you think? Why did I think that would create a problem?
This is a common sock that you have. You shouldn't get a hair when you, somebody asked you, they mixed up milks and fleshings. In the kitchen, you use the milk of the spoon to stir a fleshing of a pad. So the question is, was it for the Benyamin? No, it wasn't Benyamin. It's okay. So the meat and the pot are of butter, and then you have the cash on the spoon. The guy thinks the rabbi's crazy.
Now, on the top of the platform,
that's the sack. Benyamin butter, Shakawa, we had a Benyamin rock tampoga. Ken Benyamin, Gamkin butter. Comes from Leah, Benyamin, who goes in time, but I'm a terrible Russian time. Over here, it's a head of this kind of Bioka Lassen Akra Dola, the Kalaka Master Yirka Lassen Dola. Okay, new point. So since the Ede Benyoma flavor can't ask for the Benyoma flavor, so there's no Bosom Kolov here. What you have to end up is with a place you can smoke. So your non Benyoma milk spoon now becomes a fleshing spoon. But then you can't. But you can't. Then you're going to kasher it. After kasher, once you kasher it, you can then redesignate these items for whatever you wish. You can switch. Now we have a minute. We don't switch. Ramon says we don't switch back. I don't use milk eggs. Wait 24 hours. Kasher was inflation. Well, I can offend you're not going to wait 24 hours. But over here, because I'm doing it already for the purpose of Pesach, like I want to isn't the switch. I'm doing it, I'm allowed to switch. So I can take my milk with a spoon, and that's it, use it for inflation. It's amazing. That's not a problem.
Let's hold it here. Let's hold it. Let's hold it.